This is the Composer's Datebook for November 7th. I'm John Zeck. Today in 1940, the Chicago Symphony helped to celebrate their 50th anniversary with the first performance of a specially commissioned symphony from the famous Russian composer Igor Stravinsky. Stravinsky himself was on hand to conduct his Symphony in C, a work that attracted a great deal of attention at the time. For starters, writing a symphony in the key of C major seemed a definitely anti-modern gesture at a time when Arnold Schoenberg's 12-tone method of composition was gaining ground with prominent American musicians and critics. Stravinsky's new symphony was quickly labeled neoclassical, meaning it consciously harkened back to the form of Mozart and Haydn symphonies, albeit clothed, musically speaking, in a much more modern fashion. Traditionally, the key of C major was deemed a happy or bright key, but Stravinsky composed his symphony during one of the unhappiest periods of his life, when his wife, his mother, and one of his daughters had all died in rapid succession. He said, "It is no exaggeration to say that in the following weeks I was able to continue my own life only by my work on the Symphony in C. But I did not seek to overcome my grief by portraying or giving expression to it in music, and you will listen in vain, I think, for traces of this sort of personal emotion." For more personal and professional information on Stravinsky and other composers, check our website, composersdatebook.org. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, and the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.